Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Max Chermakowski. Max, thanks for stopping by. So You Think You Can Dance on Fox, Judge. This has got to be different for you, right? In a way, as you know, as a dancer now being judge, I know you probably have had experiences as a judge, but it's a different animal, right? Being a judge compared to being a performer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I didn't know that I was going to be so uncomfortable sitting down. But aside from the fact that my back is cramping, I'm like, what is happening? My shoulders. Also, the mental side of it. I'm not used to being in a dance project and sit. So I really do feel out of place. Having said that, I mean, it's a dream come true. You know, you have some of the best talent in this country trying to go off and prove themselves to you. A position of a judge is so overwhelming. And so, like, for me, at least, I'm so happy. I'm like, pinch me, how did I end up here? So I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, you got to love it. It's an exciting part of the process because there's preparation involved too. I mean, it's kind of like being behind the scenes on the camera. As a former professional wrestler, when I was a professional wrestler, I was behind the camera producing a television show back in the day before I produced all these other things. And sometimes I'm behind the screen producing versus being a host. It's a totally different thing. You have, your mind has to be different. You have to picture things, but you have to take your experience and utilize that as part of your process. So how long does it take to prep for a show to judge?
Yes. See, there you go. And that's thank you for saying that, because in my opinion, it takes a lifetime. In my opinion, a position of a judge is not, well, I mean, we're not talking legal system, but in just normal world, the position of a judge isn't something you learn. It's something you earn. And that has to be, you know, that has to be spoken about. I'm a big advocate of that. You know, I believe I earned that spot. I believe that the 10,000 hours of performing, 10,000 hours of coaching, 10,000 hours of, you know, dealing with all this, with the injuries and rehab, the 10,000 hours of entertainment industry and the success that we've had here. I mean, you know, I represent a lot of us. I represent a lot of people who have, you know, accumulated so much competitive and life experience that the position of a judge is just there for me to literally, every time I get a moment to say about what I think, I always bring it back to, here's an example, here's another example, here's how it works in real life. So for me, you know, for me, I just want more judges on television and all these kind of programs, yeah, to be people that have earned that spot for that program. So, you know, I'm privileged. I'm super honored. I do, you know, I do sound like, you know, a little too kind of about myself. None of this is the case. I want everyone out there that have opportunities to speak on behalf of the profession to be the consummate professionals in that field. And I think I definitely earned that spot.
You seem so passionate too, where you'll just jump up as you're showing that clip. And say, I'm not just going to show you by judging in my words, I'm going to judge you by my actions as well. And that seems like you're probably a great teacher as well. And that's part of being a judge. And the thing is, you want to teach them so they can improve. And I think you learned that from being on Dancing with the Stars as well, the amazing judges that you worked with for years, how to take on a role like this.
Yes, I couldn't, you know, we infamously, you know, there's the battle between Max and Len Goodman, you know.
Yes. God rest his soul. I mean, and I heard he passed away. I was like, oh my. Yeah. Sir.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Rest in peace, Len. He was a staple. And, you know, after his passing, which was, I found myself to be more emotional than I thought I'd be, you know, I'm being totally honest, we didn't spend days together. We played golf here and there, but, you know, we weren't the closest of friends. But it just turns out we respected each other a lot. And when I got this opportunity, and through all of the stuff that was happening and his passing, I definitely am modeling my seat at the table after the way he positioned himself on Dancing with the Stars. To be, you know, to be on television and to stick around for that long in multiple countries. I mean, that's a testament to him and the way he worked on this position. I think people think that sitting down and judging is easy. It is easy if you're just sitting sort of kind of like a part of the show and your words don't count and your decision doesn't matter. But to sit and be a deciding factor, you know, and to continue driving that, like, I think he's done an incredible job.
He absolutely has, and we have to think about him, but he just brought the flair too. He really made what Dancing with the Stars was. Yeah. You had other judges that were kind of boring, but he changed the way we look at dance. And that's where you're trying to pick up that baton, right?
Absolutely. I'm just trying to bring this So You Think You Can Dance back to where it was. We had 2 year hiatus from the show, but also give it a new vibe, new feel, and most importantly, give it a direction. And the direction here is that we are selecting the dancer. The winner is not what you would call the, quote, best dancer ever. No, the winner is the person that's going to walk out of this production and straight onto a job. And he's going to be someone that those people, whoever that director is, whoever that producer, that choreographer, that stage manager, all of those people will be looking at us as a selection group and say, they did an amazing job. This kid right here is a pleasure to work with. Or this girl, she's incredible. So that's the goal. We are the ultimate audition team for the entertainment industry and for the next superstar dancer. And my foundation in this, my passion, it lies in the fact that I was teaching ballroom since I was 14 years old. I had my dance studio at 17. I have a chain. At 2006, we opened the first social studio for adults. I'm in education business since I was a baby myself. And my brother, case in point, Valentin Shmykovsky, the three-time Dancing with the Stars champion and a two-time world champion, was my student since he was 8 years old up until in his 20s. So I definitely have the 10,000 hours of speaking about dance from the foundation standpoint, and I can't wait for you guys to see the show.
Absolutely. And you, again, So You Think You Can Dance, every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And I know you're going to rock it, man. Appreciate the time. And we'll definitely touch base again later to talk more, okay?
So excited. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Max. Take care. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. And more live streams to come. Make sure you go ahead, like, share, and subscribe to all my channels.